Okay, let the record, our minutes show that we convened at 13:26.
Sherry, will you do the roll call?
Sure. Commissioner Galvin?
Here.
Commissioner Noddy?
Here.
Commissioner Montalvo?
Here.
Mr. Winter?
Here.
Mr. Tuffy?
Here.
Okay, and if everybody would go around the room and state their names for the record.
Where's Church Go with Ada?
Charles Cole, lawyer.
Brad Janarski, Home Electric.
Mike Mitchell, Department of Law.
Brian Bjorkquist, Department of Law.
Sarah Fisher Go, Ada.
Mark Schimsheimer, Ada.
Valerie Walker, Ada. Chris Anderson, Ada.
Jim Hemsath, Ada.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
And we have someone online. Can you identify yourself?
This is Representative David Guttenberg.
Thank you.
Representative Guttenberg. Okay.
Are we going around?
Brian? Brian did. Oh, Brian. Yeah. Okay. So we have no old business. Chairman Kelsey, and I guess public comments.
Anyone here want to comment?
Sure.
I would warn you, if you'd limit your comments to 3 minutes, I'd appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem. Brad Janorski, Homer Electric. I just wanted to stop by and thank the board again for allowing HEA and our staff the opportunity to visit with this group on the Healy project last month. We do strongly believe this project does have a good future, particularly if you're reading the newspapers lately on the challenges in the Cook Inlet with natural gas. All the utilities are looking for ways to diversify ourselves off natural gas. I think over the last couple of years, the ADA staff and the HEA staff have come a long way on this project, given the constraints we've faced. And I still strongly believe that, given the opportunity, the management teams of all the organizations, including Golden Valley, could, in short order, come up with a workable solution on this project. So I'd just like to ask you to keep that in mind when you discuss this later on in executive session. And if anything does come up where you have questions, I will certainly be around. So that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in there? I guess not. Now we come to the real part of this. Under new business, election of a new chair.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Commissioner Galvin.
Second. Go ahead.
All agree? Any opposed? You're our new chair.
Thank you.
Yes, you shall receive.
That was now, fairly efficient.
Let's
vote.
No, yeah. You want this, then?
Get rid of that way again.
Well, thank you. It's going to be an exciting year. A lot happening both on the ADA front and the AA front. And I'm excited to play a more significant role. And it's going to be a lot of fun and a big learning experience for all of us. But it'll all work out. So first order of business is executive session proposed to discuss two topics, litigation negotiation regarding the Healy Control Project and then a confidential personnel matter. Brian, do we...
You should entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss those two matters.
Okay. Do I hear a motion along those lines?
I shall move.
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're in executive session.
All right. We're on the record.
Okay. So we're back out of executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to comment that I participated in the executive session. I thought that the board kept its discussion to the two items that were part of the motion going into executive session. So the executive session, limited to the appropriate topics. Thank you.
Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is board comments. Anybody have a comment?
I got one.
Yes.
I've got financial statements from ADA.
Yeah.
And the only question I have, and you can tell me later, but it looks like from 07 to 08, our current assets dropped $46 million dollars, and the current ratio dropped about the same. I mean, it went from 0.8.1 to 8.5 to 6.9.
The main reason was we retired debt. So if you look, our net assets actually went up about $44 million. So we used cash to retire debt in 2007. Commissioner, I can get you another explanation.
It just seems like a real drop.
Well, I think that, and just so you know, Leo, the financial statements were delivered to us in anticipation for them being covered at the December meeting.
Oh.
And so we're going to go over them.
Oh, so
we will. Yes.
These were sent to me, and I started reading them over. So they're for December.
Yeah, you're way ahead of the game.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
He's done.
But we're hoping that you can have questions, right?
Well, that will be one.
And I guess I do have a comment, Commissioner, if I could make one. One of the questions that we did have that Valerie's not back is that there are a couple places that you need to give the financials out. The way the ADA is set up in their statutes, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, is the board actually does not accept the financials. It's more of a report. And there was questions from the CFO based on the fact that our December meeting is later than usual. If we could go ahead and issue the financials to the people that we need to issue them to, and also send it out to the library. That was one of the reasons that we did send them out to you.
Well, I think that question then is the legal question, is what's the role of the board in the dissemination of the financials?
And I don't believe that the board has a formal role in the dissemination of the financials. I think what the executive director and ADA staff wanted to do is to make sure the board had a copy of the financials before they were made public to anyone.
Okay.
And so it's there's nothing that the board can do to prevent them from being what they are right now, is my understanding.
It's an interesting, it's a different statute that I've ever been used to working with.
Okay, so I guess with that understanding, I guess we don't have any objection to you putting the financials out in the public like you normally would, but just give us a full report at the December meeting, allow us to ask questions so we understand the financials.
That was going to be on the agenda.
What would be the timing of when they would actually go to these various depositories?
As soon as possible, actually, is what they're hoping. Now, we want to have to
for doing this decision. What's yours?
Just the lateness. I mean, we could hold off. I could ask the CFO.
Well, I'm just curious. Valerie, what's the normal time frame for releasing the financials? What's our normal schedule?
The last few years, we have released the financials after the formal presentation has been made to the board.
And when does that usually end here?
December.
Okay. And our meeting on December 11th is later in December than what we previously had released.
It's about a week later. If I may, I've been annually attending National Association of Bond Lawyers workshop for the last few years. And the SEC makes a presentation at them generally annually, and they keep impressing on those attorneys that they would like to see their clients, i.e. issuers like us, release information as soon as it's available. And that's, I think, where my recommendation is coming from. I don't believe that until the last administration that we had waited. Once we got the financial statements, of course, now the web has changed everything. We used to get them, send them out, mail them out, and I don't even know how long it's been on the web. So, I wasn't here for the first part, but I was the one that spoke to Ted and Steve about the possibility of the board having them, and then making them public, because right now, the 2007 is stale information. And the environment, the financial environment.
Does any member of the board have a concern about the financials going out this month before we hear the formal presentation in December? And would you like us to wait a couple of weeks beforehand? reason to do so. I think it's fine.
Thank you.
Any other board comments? No board comments? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Hearing no objection, the ADA board meeting is adjourned. Now,